Hello and welcome to our podcast on the US election, which is turning out to be quite a nail biter. Today, we have with us a special guest, Indian American author Chitra Banerjee Devakaruni, who is a professor at the University of Houston. She has written acclaimed novels, poems, and children's books. Two of her novels, The Mistress of Spices and Sister of My Heart, were made into films. She writes about immigrants, women, and multicultural experience. Through Chitra's words today, we will try unraveling the political scenario in the United States ahead of the crucial election. Very warm welcome, Chitra.
Thank you, and thank you so much for speaking with me.
Chitra, since you landed in the U.S. over four decades ago, how has the political landscape changed before your eyes?
It has been a huge change. Of course, you know, in the course of my 40 years, I have seen the swing between Democrats and Republicans coming to power and, you know, going out of power, things being redone over and over. The Democrats will do something, the Republicans will negate that and do something else, and vice versa. So I've seen that, but never has this country been so sharply divided. Never has there been so much of animosity, I would say, between Republican followers and Democratic followers. We just don't seem to see eye to eye what one side views as a strength of the government, the other side clearly views as a deep negative, a deep weakness.
What have been some of the highs and lows politically that you have witnessed?
Well, I think one of the great highs, do you mean right now or do you mean in my 40 years?
In your 40 years.
In my 40 years. Well, I think one of the big highs was seeing an African-American becoming president of the United States. I think for me that was a huge moment. It was a moment of acceptance of different races and really a big victory for multiculturalism. So I would think of that as something that I will remember very strongly and happily.
And a low, Chitra?
I think the big lows came around 9/11 after the towers fell. There was a lot of fear in this country. The government also, you know, did not deal very well with that. There was talk of the axis of evil. This is when George Bush, the son, was president. And then the U.S., you know, they went into other countries. There was war. My own brother fought in that war, and it was very, very difficult on many levels. So I think that was a low point, because not only was there a lot of fear mongering in this country, but the immigrant community suffered, our own community suffered, our Sikh brothers were targeted sometimes just because of their clothing and how they looked. So I remember that as being a double tragedy. We were also, as an immigrant community, equally impacted by the large national tragedy, and then we had to deal with a lot of racism on top of that. So that made me realize that being open and understanding and knowing people of the different cultures that make up America is so, so important, and you know, I started doing more writing on those issues, more activism on those issues after that.
Chitra, that brings me to the question of assimilation in a foreign land. And in that context, do you think that the Indian immigrants have done a fairly good job?
Yes, I think the Indian immigrants have done an excellent job. You know, one of our strengths has always been our families and the importance that we put on educating our children. So our community on the whole, not only just the immigrants, but the next generation, are very well educated. They have excellent jobs. They're very well regarded and respected. And I'm sure you've been seeing that many of the doctors that are interviewed for their expertise have been Indian or of Indian background. So I think we have done very well. Now, that said, is there still some pushback against us? Yes, there is. I think that happens sometimes when a community becomes visibly successful, as Indians have become. And so there is great success on one hand and some resentment on the other hand.
Talking about resentment, then, is the perception that immigrants are robbing the jobs of Americans unfair?
Well, there is a perception in one sector of the community, which, of course, I think is very uninformed, because it's not really as simple as immigrants are robbing Americans of jobs. And in any case, the immigrants who are already here and who are legally here, you know, they are contributing greatly, and often in areas that people who are not immigrants don't have the expertise, could not have contributed. So many Indians came here as experts in their own areas. That's why they were invited. So, you know, I think that's kind of a wrong notion, but it is a notion that's easy to hold on to when things don't go wrong, when things don't go right. An easy escape is to find that the immigrant, or to think, to believe that the immigrant is the scapegoat. So there are two kinds of feelings against immigrants. One is that they're taking the high-level jobs, and one is that they're taking the more menial jobs. And both of them, I think, are really a misconception.
Chitra, you write about women, mother-daughter relationship. Help me understand, how many women who move to a foreign land, and especially after they get married, how does this major shift in their life change their attitude? Does it also reflect in their political choices in future?
Yeah, it's very interesting, because, you know, I think it takes women a little bit of time after they get here to figure out the political climate and the party structure and what each party stands for. It's very different from India, and women are often busy in those first years just figuring out how to survive, especially, I think, less so now because of the internet. Women know a lot more about the United States before they come here. But my generation, or the people who came like 30 years back, we did not have that information. So it took us longer to settle down, to, you know, make sure our families were comfortable. I think it would be fair to say that for a majority of Indian immigrant women, the family is still the first concern. Even for us who have jobs and careers, our families and our children's lives and our children's futures are equally, if not more, important. So I think once we became acclimatized, issues such as education and, again, racism, they became very important for us. Also, economic issues and issues such as admission policies into universities, those things became very important for us. And I think, you know, education is one of the things that when I talk to my women friends, they are very concerned about. Healthcare is also very, very important for mothers with children. And, you know, mothers anyway, women who are thinking about the good, the welfare, the health of their companies. So I don't know if I mentioned this earlier. Healthcare is another huge concern, along with climate change. During this election, I think women are very concerned, because perhaps as women, I don't know, we relate more to Mother Earth. We relate more to the earth that we are going to leave behind for our children, and we relate more to issues such as climate problems that will impact them.
Many thanks, Chitra, for speaking with us and sharing your experiences in the United States. With that, we'll close this podcast. We'll continue bringing to you more voices from the U.S. over the next few days in the run-up to the election.
Thank you.